Acharya Ashtada Satasi Simadhisti Vaingre Silabe Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai O Gaura Premanandi Hari Haribo All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shikaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Bhagavatam is just now coming. Do you have a Bhagavatam which we could use in the meantime while the devotee writes down the text? It's 496. And we can sing something nice, some Hare Krishna.
Narayanam namaskritya
Naram
chaiva narottamam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Tato Jayam Udiraye,
Tato Jayam Udiraye,
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu,
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke,
Bhakti
Bhavati Naishtiki,
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nitananda,
Prabhu Nitananda,
Sri Advaita Gadadhara,
Sri
Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda,
Vasadi Gaur
Bhaktavrinda. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasati Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Vansha Kalpataru Vaishya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. That's coming. Oh. Hare. Okay, that is for another time. Dhruva Uvacha Yanta Pravishya Mama Vacham Ima. May I request you to please bring a chair and then put this thing on the chair so that it's actually not good. Or is there a table? Yeah, the idea is I can't sit higher than the holy scriptures from which I'm reading.
This high so, table.
Oh, it's you have. This on top, yes. Very good. Dhruva Maharaj said, oh, just before starting, let us have the context in which this verse can be found and understood. This verse is a direct experience oriented verse. Dhruva Maharaj has reached his satya, the end of his sadhana. The Lord has finally consented to appear before him, and he describes what this experience of Krishna did to him. Dhruva Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses. My hands, legs, ears, touch sensations, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." Purport. Dhruva Maharaj could understand very easily the difference between his condition before and after attaining spiritual realization and seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. He could understand that his life force and activities had been sleeping. Unless one comes to the spiritual platform, his bodily limbs, mind, and other facilities within the body are understood to be sleeping. Unless one is spiritually situated, all his activities are taken as a dead man's activities or ghostly activities. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed a song in which he addresses himself, "O living entity, get up! How long shall you sleep on the lap of Maya? Now you have the opportunity of possessing a human form of body. Now try to get up and realize yourself." The Vedas also declare, "Get up! Get up! You have the opportunity, the boon of the human form of life. Now realize yourself." These are the Vedic injunctions. Dhruva Maharaj actually experienced that upon enlightenment of his senses on the spiritual platform, he could understand the essence of Vedic instruction, that the Supreme Godhead is the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. And Dhruva Maharaj could immediately understand this fact. He was aware that for a very long time he was practically sleeping, and he felt the impetus to glorify the Lord according to the Vedic conclusion. A mundane person cannot offer any prayer or glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he has no realization of the Vedic conclusion. When Dhruva Maharaj, therefore, found this difference within himself, before and after, he could immediately understand that it was because of the causeless mercy of the Lord. He offered obeisances to the Lord with great respect and reverence, completely understanding that the Lord's favor was upon him. This spiritual enlivenment of Dhruva Maharaj's senses and mind was due to the action of the internal potency of the Lord. In this verse, therefore, the word svadhamna means by spiritual energy. Spiritual enlightenment is possible by the mercy of the spiritual energy of the Lord. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is first addressed to the spiritual energy of the Lord. Hare! No, only Hare. At least here. This spiritual energy acts when a living entity fully surrenders and accepts his position as an eternal servitor. When a person places himself at the disposal or order of the Supreme Lord, that is called Sevanmukha. At that time, the spiritual energy gradually reveals the Lord to him. Without revelation by the spiritual energy, one is unable to offer prayers glorifying the Lord. Any amount of philosophical speculation or poetic expression by mundane persons is still considered to be the action and reaction of the material energy. When one is actually enlivened by the spiritual energy, all his senses become purified and he engages only in the service of the Lord. At that time, his hands, legs, ears, tongue, mind, genitals, everything engage in the service of the Lord. Such an enlightened devotee no longer has any material activities, nor has he any interest in being materially engaged. This process of purifying the senses and engaging them in the service of the Lord is known as bhakti, or devotional service. In the beginning, the senses are engaged by the direction of the spiritual master and shastra, and after realization, when the same senses are purified, the engagement continues. The difference is that in the beginning the senses are engaged in a mechanical way, but after realization they are engaged in spiritual understanding. Hare Krishna, we have already said the prayers and will again now hear the verse. Translation. Dhruva Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses, my hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you." My dear devotees, I'm very happy to be able to address you, and I request you to kindly give your well wishes unto me so that I can say something which is relevant for you and inspiring. Prabhupada once described that when he picked the term Krishna consciousness, he had one particular Sanskrit verse in mind. A Sanskrit verse which describes the heartbeat of this Krishna consciousness movement. Doctors will tell us that a healthy heartbeat is the basis of all health. In Srila Prabhupada's own words, as he describes what were his thoughts when he picked this word Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness movement, it's actually very nice to listen to this, and I would like to request you to give now your utmost attention to this. It's a transcription of a lecture which Srila Prabhupada held. Here it is. "Somehow or other, due to your eagerness, you will see Krishna. That is the only qualification. In another poetry, Rupa Goswami says," now comes the verse, "Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate." This Krishna consciousness, I have taken this word from this Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. The actual translation in Sanskrit is Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam. Purchase immediately. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopi. Where is it available? It is such a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The movement is going on. And what is the price? Price? It is such a nice thing. Yes, you have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that? Tadra lolyam ekalam mulyam. Simply your eagerness. That is price. This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free, and he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. That is wanted. Tatralolyam. Oh, eagerness! I have got eagerness! Oh, it's not so easy. Tatralolyam ekalam mulyam janma koti sukrite nalabhyate. This eagerness
cannot be achieved even by pious activities for millions of births. If you simply go on doing pious activities, because without being pious you cannot approach Krishna. So if you go on doing simply pious, janma koti sukritir, simply sukriti means pious activities, simply pious, still this eagerness is not awakened. Today I would like to raise the question, how does this eagerness, which apparently, or which is the price to get Lord Krishna, how can this eagerness be obtained? Every visitor of the Hare Krishna classes, for if he's for 1 year there, I will be able to give the answer if he was not asleep. Eagerness can be attained by the association of devotees. But how to associate with the devotees? What is cardinal so that this eagerness, this burning eagerness, will be awakened? We hear that there are two types of associating. One is just seeing the behavior of the devotees and hearing from them, which is already something, and it gives a lot of Krishna. But then is following. Prabhupada very often said this phrase, following the footsteps, or following the example. It could be translated like this. I know in my own hearing and reading about following the footsteps, in Sweden, where my ancestors come from, we follow the footsteps of someone who goes through a snowstorm. He goes crash, crash, crash into the snow, and you follow that. In the Red Indian terminology, there is the word, if you want to understand me, then walk one day in my moccasins, referring to also following the activities and footsteps. Following means, first of all, we must understand what do devotees do in the association. And there's a very nice reference in the Gita, which can open the treasure chest of Krishna consciousness to us, because it describes very nicely and very easily, let me say, it is easy to accept for all different types of of Vaishnavas with their different inclinations in spiritual life. And a very, very important verse, which we all know and which I would like to speak about in this connection. It's text 14, but before we go into text 14, let us go into text 13. In text 13, Lord Krishna describes the Mahatmas, the truly great souls, and he says they are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. He uses the word bhajanti ananya manaso. Bhajanti means render service without deviation of the mind. Now, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, as Arjuna listens to Krishna's description of the Mahatmas, he develops a question. Krishna, what exactly is the bhajan of the great souls? You have said bhajanti, but what exactly is the bhajan? And here in text 14, Lord Krishna answers this. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantashadridavrata namasyantas chamang bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. If you wish to follow the footsteps of great devotees in order to obtain your eagerness for Lord Krishna, then you must follow these things. Always chanting my glories. No restriction of time and place. Always chanting Krishna's glories. This is a very important understanding. This constantly chanting of the holy name with love in the heart. These are very important activities which we should follow. Endeavoring with great determination. Mahatma Prabhupada says, has firm determination to achieve at the ultimate end the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. This great determination is important if one wishes to go the spiritual path. It means, for instance, following vows, such as chanting one's rounds, or following the Ekadasi vrata on Ekadasis. This is what we hear from devotees. Yes, Krishna consciousness is comes very strongly. The active principle of Krishna consciousness is Kripa or Kripa Shakti, which empowers a devotee to go onwards in his spiritual life. But an endeavor on his side is also very, very necessary. You know, it's interesting, in the Brihadbhagavatamrita, it's a very nice light on the role of endeavor in Krishna consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj at the end tells his mother, "Mother, somehow bring yourself to Braj, to Goloka Dham, and endeavor to go there." So in the purport it is described, endeavor will not bring us back to Godhead, our own endeavor. Krishna has to give us his mercy. But we endeavor to show Krishna that we are not indifferent to his mercy. We want to show him, we are wanting you, my Lord. And then here, this endeavor is fixed with a certain mood in the mind. The devotees want to reach the eternal association of the Lord. This is what Krishna, what Prabhupada says here. And he, Vishwanath Chakravarti says, nitya yukta, means they want this yukta, this connection with Lord Krishna. While performing their sadhana, they really want to please him. They really want to satisfy him. Jiva Goswami says, bhakti means that before you do your activity, you say in your mind or in your heart, this is for you, Krishna. You do it in relationship to Krishna. Kama yoga means you do your things which you like to do, and then at the end you say, maybe Krishna also likes a little of my chewed remnants. I'm expressing this in provocative language. Maybe Krishna can also have some use of what I like to do. Bhakti means, my Lord, what is it what we can do for you? And then do that. Yes, with this endeavor. Yes. The devotees, while performing these devotional services, chanting Krishna's glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before Lord Krishna, and perpetually, and in this way, worshipping Lord Krishna, They want to become come on the platform of Nishtha, the steadiness in devotional service. We hear in Madhurya Kadambini that first the body is steady. I mean, he always is, tries to chant and do the, and be there, so to say. Then the mind will become, and then the mind will become steady, which is some achievement, as you will admit. So this is something about this very nice verse. Anyways, the main point, let us not lose the main point out of our minds, is it is important in our spiritual life to somehow become rich in eagerness. If this is the price we have to pay to get Krishna, then this eagerness, we need to see how we obtain it. And it can be obtained in the association of devotees who are eager. In this way, but we need to see what does this mean, this association with devotees. And this verse, satatam kirtayantumang, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. This offers some good insight of devotee sangha. It is very nice that in this European leader meeting, the organizers have given place that there is some solid time for devotee association in this way. And we hear all over our movement, our international attempt to become Krishna conscious, an understanding comes that devotees need to come together and chant the Lord Krishna's glories. And there are wonderful endeavors all over the movement where devotees organize these chanting, prolonged chanting evenings with for the devotees. This is very wonderful. Now, there is something else to be gleaned from associating with devotees properly. Eagerness, which arises in the heart, is one thing. But before I go into this something else, I want to entertain you a little bit with a point from Vedic psychology. Vedic psychology tells us that in association, different things take place. It's quite interesting. I've learned this in the Göteborg University from my friend Leif Erikson, who's a professor there and who studies these Vedic books on psychology. And he said something very interesting, which is in all of our experiences. See, when you study the verse sadhu sanga sadhu sanga sarva shasta koi lava nasa lava mata sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoi, this verse says by even a moment of association with devotees you get sarva siddhis, all perfection. And the question immediately arises, what is this moment? And you hear the 11th part of a second. They're very short. 11th part of the second. The sadhu can maybe say, hurry, he cannot finish with the ball. So still you get, if at all, he is so fast, you know, to say so. It can't mean that there is a verbal benefit, because in one 11th part of a second, it's a very short time for discussion. But then it must mean that some Sukriti is coming from himself, from his heart, if we want to be a little bit more poetic, into our heart. How can this happen? Listen to this amazing description of Vedic psychology, which I hope you will not quote immaturely to offend someone. This described that association takes place on different... bear with me, I know some of you hate esoteria, but this is for 2 minutes. On the Muladhara Chakra, the Anahata Chakra, and some other chakra which I forgot. When a materialistic person sees another materialistic person, sometimes an association happens in the Muladhara Chakra, which is, again, please forgive me, responsible for sexual things. It can happen that a young boy meets a young lady in a discotheque, and there is no time to speak anything, or no, it's just too loud to speak or hear. So then, but they feel so attracted to each other, without any verbal thing, and in relatively short time, that they decide to come together in a very personal way. This is attraction which happens on this level, the lowest level. There's another level, the Anahata Chakra, where you just see someone and immediately that person is sympathetic to you. Have you made this experience? You see this, bah, I would like to speak with this person. It happens in Krishna consciousness. Of course, the other thing is also true. You see someone and from the first time, you it's just unexplainable. You go, thank you very much. A relationship from a distance is also the acceptable relationship. You feel like this and you act like this. So it happens without verbal communication. It happens without long time. It just happens, and people get governed by these things for the whole life. I mean, marriages are made on this level and are divorced when the physical enjoyment is no longer there on this level. Friendships are made on this level of the heart, and so on and so forth. It's interesting. Attraction and repulsion on a non-verbal level, an energetic level. This is, the Vedic psychology goes into lengths to describe it. And it, sometimes it's all right to hear this, because then we know maybe I should act a little bit more maturely in my choice of marriage partner, if you are in this category of becoming grihasthas, or maybe in my dealing with God brothers, I should not really, this is not very spiritual, this is just very ordinary, psychologically explainable. I don't like him, or I should maybe reconsider this position again. The reason why I tell it is to just give you some understanding on the material level that things transpire without words. So spiritual enlivenment transpires also without words. I do remember meeting Srila Prabhupada for the first time in the London Heathrow Airport, and I was undecided whether to join the Hare Krishna movement, because I had just been beaten up by one devotee. I had read in the bathroom the Krishna book, because I was accustomed to reading in the bathroom, and the devotee was solidly disappointed with me, and he couldn't control his temper, which and beat me up, and I didn't understand why. I thought I had read, I was a good boy. It was not something else, so some other literature. Why are you beating me up? You tell we should read, and so on. And So I was solidly disappointed on the social level. But I said, let me meet Srila Prabhupada before making any decisions about my life. And I do remember seeing Prabhupada for the first time in the Heathrow Airport. It was overwhelming, to say the least. It was very, very overwhelming. Very moving also. In brief, I saw Srila Prabhupada, and my first impression was there was so much light coming from him. Being from a Christian upbringing, I remembered that God appeared in the Bible in the burning thorn bush, which somehow did not disintegrate and become ashes, but it was a godly fire which didn't burn like ordinary fire. And I remember Moses couldn't look into it. He had to hold his eyes. So I thought, this is similar. Here God appears through this great personality, and it's not good to look in it at him now, because I will damage my eyesight. And I threw myself down to escape the radiation. Anyways, I calculated I would stay in that position until he has gone, and then I will look at him from the back, and then see how close I come. So finally I thought, now he must have passed, and I went out of my obeisances, and I saw Prabhupada was just before me, and he looked into my eyes. And his glance said a very, very dear, very nice welcome. This is how I interpreted it, at least. And yes, so this is Sukriti. Some benefit is given to a conditioned soul by just a moment's association with a pure devotee. Prabhupada went on immediately to go to the temple and all. And this Sukriti of a devotee sends you on the spiritual path. But after having attained Sukriti, you must really go to the second level, that is following the footsteps, seeing the example, and following that as good as you can. It's called anusharan, following, and not anukaran, which is imitating. That is important. That is very important. We should all see where do I find the footsteps of the pure devotee, and which I can follow in my life, and so on. I think this is a very important meditation as we conclude our bhajans, our Jaya Srila Prabhupada, and as we do our Nama Om Vishnu Padayas, and so on. This following. There's another great benefit, and with this I would like to end, because I'm well aware of the time factor. 8:45 is quickly approaching. The great soul, if you pray to the great soul, he can intervene into your ordinary karma. You know, when Indra had done his offense, the king of the universe, he wanted to ask Brihaspati, how do I get forgiveness from Krishna? Brihaspati said, the cow, go to the Surabhi cow, asked her to go on your behalf, then Krishna will forgive you. The king of the universe had to go to a cow. In this way, we have to also approach Lord Krishna through a devotee. And there's a song which I do not want to sing to you, because my singing is not very melodiously, but at least one line. E mano durmati sangsara vitare. It says, a wicked mind brought me into this world, O Lord. But one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity, and came to me saying, O humbled soul, very good. Please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. See, Krishna has appeared in the land of Navadvip. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls, such as you, across the sea of worldly existence. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, the son of a Brahmana bearing the name Mahaprabhu of golden complexion has descended with his brother, the Avadhut Nityananda. Together they have overwhelmed all of Nadia with divine ecstasy. See Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also and receive your deliverance. O Lord, hearing these words, Bhaktivinoda has come weeping to the soles of your lotus feet and tells the story of his life. A great devotee can give us the key informations on our spiritual path. This is one. I've just listened to a lecture of Prabhupada where he talked about to his Western audience in Atlanta. Gaunitai are so merciful, he says. They have come. Krishna considers offenses, but Gaunitai not. And then Prabhupada stops helplessly overwhelmed with great ecstasy and says, now chant. Hare Krishna. This information is to be had. It's an extraordinary information because the Lord is Gupta in his incarnation of Chaitanya. But I have, of course, many more points, as you can see, because I interrupt now abruptly without developing this point to its full, the way it deserves to be developed. Thank you very much. Please, in summary, eagerness is important to get Radha and Krishna, and we have to see how we can get it from the example of the great soul Srila Prabhupada and the devotees who are doing what this verse 9:14 says, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, and bowing down before me. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi go nitai ki jai. Go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo.
Sachinandan Swami ki jai.